WCDO.
When you I'm on the air now, you know. Do you realize it? You're just sitting there laughing.
Oh, I'm realizing. Yes, I'm just texting back to someone who texted me, and I'm asking.
You're laughing about it.
Well, yeah. Well, should we tell what we're doing?
No. Oh, nobody needs to know anything. It's our business. This is our business. Then people are going, well, why are you talking about it?
Exactly.
All right.
All right. My question to this person is, who is this?
Who is this?
I know who full well it is.
Oh, I do that all the time. When people text me, I always put them back, and who are you?
Yeah, I do that to my daughter all the time. as if I don't know who she is, you know?
That's great. All right. You know why Bobby has joined me? Because you look full.
I am full.
Yeah, you look like you've enjoyed yourself some lunch.
Oh, I had me the fava bean surprise.
I've had me. Let me tell you something right now. If you don't know, if you are out there as a person, a human being.
I am out there as a person.
Not just you, people in general. And you don't know about the incredible food at the Sydney Great American.
Oh, I have a text.
Yeah, you have a text? If you don't know about the subs, the paninis, the salads, and the other great items like turkey biscuit and potatoes, chicken and biscuit, Spanish rice, stuffed green peppers. If you don't know about this, you need to know now. Our good friend, Kyle Westcott, from the Sydney Great American, and the reason he's our good friend is because he brought us food today.
Yes, he did. But now he's insulting me on text.
Prior to being, you know, to bringing the food, he was just an okay friend. Now he's our good friend. And I have to tell you, man, I had a panini from the Sydney Great American for the first time. Kyle brought us some subs, paninis, macaroni potato salad, you know, the hometown salads that are just amazing.
Yes.
And I've never had a panini before.
But now you have.
Yes, I have. It's
so
awesome.
So now what you're saying is your life is complete.
I made people jealous. Tammy took a bite. Jim was like, wow, that looks like good bread. It is, I said. I'm the only one that had the panini. You others had subs. What did you have?
I had a turkey and cheese sub, the full foot long there.
And?
I ate the whole thing.
Of course you did.
The rest of the staff is in awe of my eating ability.
Yes, true. But
which is why I haven't lost any weight in 3 years.
How much meat was in
there? Oh, that sucker was loaded. It was loaded.
Folks, when they make subs, they not only pack them, they've got all kinds of toppings that you can have. You know, the usuals. But you got the, I love the banana peppers.
Yeah.
I get those on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I ordered meatloaf. Banana peppers.
I hear you put them on your cereal in the morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gives it a little spice. Nothing.
Nothing wakes you up quite like that.
A little bit of sugar. A little bit of banana pepper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're floating on air.
My grandmother used to say, you can't start your day without a banana pepper.
Did she say that?
Yeah, she did.
I'm not buying it.
Maybe she didn't. Maybe I just made that up and my mother would be horrified
now. I don't know that the banana peppers were around 80 years ago.
Of course they were.
They were? Okay. I didn't know if they were some sort of genetic mutation.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe you're right. So, with all that said, the subs are packed with meat. I mean, I took a bite of Tammy. She had the salami.
Mm-hmm.
And man, was it good. And she got all kinds of stuff on it. Stuff I didn't even know they put on it. They've got a variety of toppings, Bob.
Well, they're so accommodating there. If you asked them for roofing shingles, I'm sure they would put it on.
That's very nice of them. But did you enjoy it?
Oh, it was great. I'm going to go get another one.
Yeah, you know, and they are so big too, folks. And I'm not just saying this. The bread is so big, not just long, but it's a big piece of very tasty Italian bread.
I have a big mouth, and I had a hard time getting my whole mouth around that thing.
Right, but for most people, not you, most people, it's lunch and dinner today.
Yes,
Shirley or Tammy or even Jim is eating that whole thing.
No, probably not.
At one shot.
But they better eat it fast, or I might get out
theirs. Well, I have the other side of my panini. That's going to be for dinner tonight. Actually, there's three kinds of paninis.
Wasn't in a movie back in the 70s, The Other Side of the Panini? I was Other Side of the Mountain, I'm sorry.
But that wouldn't be a bad idea.
It was
idea.
A mountainous panini is what you've got,
that's exactly
hence
what
the
I
confusion.
Had. They have a classic Reuben, a turkey club, and a barbecue chicken.
I saw Classic Reuben open up for Blue Oyster Cult many years ago. No, I'm not. You dragged me in here way past my bedtime.
I had the barbecue chicken with banana peppers on it. And he, even when he brought it, said, why did you put banana peppers on this? I said, because I put them on everything, which proves that I put them on everything. So the point is, the paninis are awesome. It's just, you know, you go to City Great American and you think, you know, and Unadilla, too, they make great subs. Mm-hmm. You think, all right, you're going to buy your milk and your, you know, cereal and whatever, meats and so on. But you don't always think, you know what, I'm going to get a sub or I'm going to get the family dinner here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all available.
Yeah.
Right there. Go to the deli.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't think that. I've thought that.
Well, no. My point is a lot of people go in and they go in for their groceries and stuff. You're buying Clorox. You're buying cookies. You're buying cantaloupe.
I wouldn't recommend putting the Clorox on the sandwich, though.
Absolutely not. Or next to the cookies when you're putting them in the bags.
No, the separate area.
But you need to go there for their subs. You try a Sydney Great American sub. If you call me disappointed, what will I do? See, I'm afraid to say it.
So you wouldn't answer. You answer to Craig. You don't answer to disappointed.
Well, no, I'm trying to
say. You said call me disappointed.
No, you know, I feel like saying I would eat my shoe. You know what I mean?
I dare you to eat that shoe.
But my point is, you're not going to be disappointed. You never are with a sub from Sydney Great American.
Of course not.
All right. So they've got the paninis, the salads. They've got, you know, they got canisius. I know you like
canisius. Do they have canisius?
Potato canisius.
Oh, that's downstate right there, baby.
And they've got the, you know, the puddings, the chocolate and pistachio puddings, cookies and cream pudding they have, which I would love. They've got the store-made coleslaw and, of course, the hometown salads, potato macaroni. And one thing I wanted to try, but I didn't want to be a glutton. I wanted to try the Spanish rice.
I'm sorry. Did my inner voice come out right there?
Spanish rice. Do you like Spanish rice?
I like Spanish rice.
Yeah, they have that too. Stuffed green peppers, hotter barbecue chicken wings.
Wow.
It's all there. Sydney Great American. And thank you, Kyle. The Boar's Head Meats, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing better.
No, I love the Boar's Head Meats.
And that's what they have. And
I get them every week over there.
So do I.
Wow. So there's one thing we agree on.
One thing we have in common. One thing we have in common. And that is the truth, folks. Anyway, enjoy your next sub, sandwich, panini, or side salad, or maybe even a meal from the Sydney or Unadilla Great Americans. Thanks again to
message from Kyle. Goodbye.
Stop he making
says,
fun of him.
Shoes with barbecue sauce. Mm-mm.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? You know, we should call him Panini Boy from now on.
I hear that in some circles he is already called that.
Called Panini Boy. Thank you, Panini Boy.
You know, my father's going to wander in there the next time he goes and call him, hey, Panini Boy.
Yeah, you know what? He's not even going to say it right, though.
No, probably not.
Panini Boy.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, Panini Boy.
Yeah, he'll get something. He'll foul that up, but it'll still be a cause of amusement for all concerned.
It's 12:29 now, WCDO. Thank you, Bob. It's always a pleasure when you make no sense.
Thank you very much.
All right. And I'll be back with anniversaries as well as an updated forecast after this.
Looking for quality used vehicles and competitive...